next Batman?
I don't even know.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know anything about it. I just know it's American Psycho.
Did you enjoy the trailer?
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. Yeah.
Went back
in time to see Von Zell lose.
Right.
And
I hope they give Batman a little dark side. I hope they give Batman something where, like, he's fighting his inner demons, because that's a Christian Bale thing. But I thought that he had just a little bit of a lift.
I think that this guy's whole take, I read about this director or whoever this guy, he's some guy everybody knows but me.
Do you like Wayne Manor?
He's going to show why Bruce Wayne became Batman.
Oh, good. Okay.
And that he's just a regular guy, but really he's kind of squirrely upstairs.
Didn't the Joker shoot his father?
Really, it wasn't the Joker. In the comic books, it really wasn't the Joker who shot his father.
Oh, okay. It was
another guy.
I believe the movie.
They take some liberties. Oh, look at it. We got all these nerds. Hold on. I forgot about the Star Wars. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it, Don and Mike?
Okay. How was the Sith?
It was a great movie. It was the darkest out of all six.
Wow. And what is the Sith?
The darkest. Rob, you better not go. What is that, an all-black cast?
What is the Sith, sir?
The Sith is the dark side of the Force. The Force is broken up to light and dark, and on the light side you have the Jedi, which are the Padawan, and the...
Yeah, all right, thanks. And on the dark side, you have Lando Calrissian, played by Billy Dee Williams.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, this guy already answered the Sith thing, but the Batman villain in this movie is going to be Ra's al Ghul. It's based on the series Year One by Frank Miller, and it should be a very, very dark Batman story.
Yeah, okay.
I heard it was the Puzzler.
I wish it was Bookworm.
Oh, he's good.
Or Egghead.
Or the Mad Hatter.
King Tut.
That would be good. Now,
oh, King Tut. You know, the TV King Tut can never be replaced.
The late Victor Buono.
Right.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
They replaced him with some other guy after he kicked or refused to do it, right? Wasn't there a second King Tut on the Batman TV show?
The only replacement I know of is Astin.
I know that John Astin played the Riddler.
Right.
But I know that there was... Oh, Jesus. Buzz, would you Google that? Would you goo-goo that?
Will you Google Bono?
Google Bono.
Buzz, you goo-goo that for me?
They replaced him with Bono from YouTube.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, this new Kool-Aid guy with the shorts.
Yeah, let me see that.
Instead of going through the wall, does he politely ring the doorbell and wait at the door?
No, he busts through the fence in the backyard.
So he's still destructive.
Where the children are all frolicking. But he's got on his protective shorts.
Are the children wearing pants?
That was the weird thing. It was a Michael Jackson party.
Who's the ad guy that decided to put shorts on him? I can't believe that.
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Do I have to become a premium member of your website to hear the streaming internet audio?
No.
Come on. Premium member.
Bill O'Reilly's making everybody do.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, sure.
He said it less than an hour ago.
Must be a good idea, then.
No, I have no indication and no idea that they would do that with us. I think probably the deal's probably going to be you got to get it through AOL for broadband.
Oh, what, Beth Ann?
I can't imagine that this company would want to charge for it.
Okay. All right, hold on. Beth Ann just brought me a note from President Hughes. Yeah, let's hear it from Michael Hughes. It says, somebody just asked me, in a case the guys ask you, there will not be a charge to receive the Don and Mike show online.
How do you like that?
Nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
Bye then.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Bop.
Hello.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Hey.
You know what we've not talked about yet? We got a break, but we will.
Okay.
Don't you have a case to make against Colette Harris?
Well, I just have proof positive that she, in fact, lost her key and was using the guest key, but found her key.
Ah, okay.
And she did finally find it.
Well, I just would like to go on record, based on yesterday's activities.
Yeah.
I'm 1,000% behind Beth Ann on this.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I'm still holding out faith that Colette's not lying.
Mm-hmm. I think even Judge Melville will find her guilty.
All right, Beth Ann. Very good.
Oh, and...
she had been obsessing on this.
Mike, I don't mean this sexually. Have you checked out Beth Ann today?
No, I have not.
Checked her out?
I did.
Did you notice, Buzz?
Yeah, I did. I noticed.
You did, Buzz? was.
Yes.
Thank you.
The same pants as yesterday.
Yes.
Those corduroy pants.
Those gold corduroys. That's 2 days in a row. And she tells me that it's going to be an everyday thing now.
Really?
For the duration of my tenure here on the Donna Mike Show.
You will wear the same pants every day?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because we told you the black ones look better?
Yep.
All right.
The black ones I don't own.
Why are you punishing us?
No.
Punishing? I like these pants. And you're going to see them every day.
Then you're punishing us.
Interesting.
How long? I don't like Buzz so much.
Are you going to launder them every day?
I did. Yeah, I have to. That's the only commitment I hate, but I'll do it.
Oh, that's it. So that's fine then. Wear them every day. Now I really want you to wear them every day.
How long have you owned those corduroys?
Since September, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So they're relatively fresh.
But I wore them every other day since September.
When's the corduroy season?
I think it's in the fall.
It's fall,
yeah,
right?
We're past corduroy season already.
For God's sake, it's May 19th. I thought it was May 12th, but it's May 19th.
How are the friction points doing?
Not too bad.
Okay. How old is your corduroy?
How is your corduroy?
So. I'll see how they feel. Yeah, so I'm glad you like
them. Good. We do.
Mm-hmm.
I like your black pants better. You look good with those black stretchy pants.
I don't have any black stretchy pants, but...
Whatever the stretchy pants are that you had on.
I think you've got to be a little more daring and wear a variety of crazy outfits. Be more like Rob.
Maybe I'll wear the shirt I have on today for the rest of my tenure, too.
Ah. That's like something else you've worn every day you've worked here.
Is that like a white sweater type pullover blouse thing?
No, this is a different shirt.
No, it's not. Come in and show Mike your shirt.
Okay.
How many white shirts do you own?
All my shirts are white, except for a couple.
And you know what? I will actually throw her some kudos. I haven't seen a Christmas shirt in a long time.
I almost wore the reindeer one today.
She has the reindeer one on today, though.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on in.
Okay.
That's what I would have guessed.
And Robert Lee, you are a symphony in khaki today. You're looking very, very put together today.
You like that?
For that, you know, that whole casual summer look.
I can't remember the name of the store where I got it.
Hi to all the good people at Eddie Bauer.
And here is Beth Ann. Now, haven't you seen that shirt 1,000 times already?
No. What does that say underneath it? It's got writing underneath it. Send love around the world.
It was for the tsunami victims.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You got it from the gas.
Send love around the world. Yeah. That's good.
The pants, Mike?
Yeah, there they are, the corduroys. Mm-hmm. There. And so you'll be wearing them every day?
Every day.
Nothing to spring like gold.
There you go.
All right, Beth Ann. Okay. Well, thank you. May we, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Would you come back to the mic for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, would you just walk away again so we can all watch you walk away?
Big fat ass in the gold. It's not a good color for
They're lovely corduroys. Slower this time. And lovely brown shoes with the white T-shirt with the heart that says, Send love around the world.
Black.
There we go.
I told you, you looked in the black slab. She didn't like it, though. She likes her gold corduroys.
Buzz is wearing his electric blue shirt today.
With his
sleeves rolled up.
It's a Hawaiian shirt, but you roll up the sleeves like Fonzie does.
I guess, yes. I didn't know if... I don't remember Fonzie wearing short sleeve shirts.
Well, no, Fonzie did it with his T-shirt.
And I'm just the most casual today. I'm just wearing a T-shirt with... I don't even know what's on it. What's on it, Don?
It says, Send love around the world.
It does? No, it says, 2004 World Series, Yaz is a fag. That's what it says. Well, good for you for wearing your Red Sox gear. See, and I'm not here mocking you like you mocked that beautiful Packer shirt that I had on the other day.
Hold on. Something footwear related.
No,
I've stolen this from my illustrious partner.
Hold on a second. Is this the day? Did you do it, pal?
Oh.
Are you wearing your lucky
socks? Socks.
May I tell you something?
Yes.
As soon as you leave the store today, go to the liquor store and buy a lottery ticket. You now have your official lucky Red Sox socks. But I want to tell you, don't smell your boots.
Well, they're brand new.
But still, Mike.
You're going to make him boot.
Never mind the compliment. I was just going to say, you get nothing but good luck now.
Nice.
And you've got your big, gross boot right up to your mouth.
I'm in my boot.
That's great.
I like them.
Nice socks. Where'd you get them?
I got them. You gave them to me.
That's right.
You gave them to me. Thank you, Buzz. I almost got trapped.
Good answer.
Yes, very nice.
Anyway, Mike, yes, wearing your lucky Red Sox socks.
I wear them a lot. And good. I always feel good when I put them on.
Yeah, you should.
Energy will surge through your body. As if you'd had 12 cookies and 6 scoops of ice cream.
Wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
Cherry pie. We break right here. We're golden.
Hey.
Just like Beth Ann's pants. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice till Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It was a throwaway in that drop-in, but throwaway.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have enough time.
Yeah.
Is that suburban?
Yeah.
Or is that suburban?
You can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
All right, Artie.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
1 month ago today, I was happy. I was happy as a lark.
But now
I go for a walk. Maybe to the movies. Maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench. Should I do this white or black?
Do it white.
I've been doing it.
Either way,
black.
It's going to work for me.
For me, it's just another day. They all got around me. They seem to know my name. We rap, carry a few jugs, but it still don't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from his memory. So day after day, I cry. I keep saying, she come back. Oh, but today again, I ride. Hey, fellas.
Well, this is where you guys should be singing now.
Seeing her.
The guy doesn't really do much talking here. I mean, but you got to sing Chinese, though. There you go. Thank you, Mike.
Oh,
why? Why? Oh, why?
Why, oh, why? Oh, that was pretty.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz.
Our tribute to other cultures.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Around the world.
It's what we do. It's